Even though spring is very much in the air here in New Zealand, we must not forget the winter. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose, and today I want to draw your attention to an important ECG pattern we must all recognise and refer expediently. Regular listeners to the podcast will know that I enjoy a good eponym, not least because they usually relate to the history of medicine, and so enable a look back into our past and to see how things used to be. But today we have an eponym that was formed all the way back in 2008, when Quantum of Solace, in my opinion a much underappreciated film, was the latest Bond film on release, Manchester United were winning their third European Cup, and Barack Obama was elected President of the USA. It was a time when Robert Jan de Winter, a Dutch professor of cardiology, described the de Winter wave, which is a sign of proximal left anterior descending artery occlusion, something that requires immediate reperfusion. When we look at an ECG in the context of chest pain, one of the morphologies we are looking keenly for is the presence of ST elevation, indicative of occlusion myocardial infarction. As we've mentioned before on this podcast, when we spoke with Aaron Turner about the St. John out-of-hospital STEMI pathway, alerting the ambulance and hospital to a STEMI is imperative to facilitate reperfusion treatment to happen as soon as possible. While in some urgent care settings, stable, low-risk patients without current symptoms might be suitable for a workup in urgent care, anyone with risks or symptoms suggestive of ongoing ischemia are always referred to the hospital via ambulance as soon as possible. But the early identification of occlusion myocardial infarction by the presence of ST elevation can make a huge difference to the patient journey, and so we all know to look for this. But the de Winter T-wave is something that demonstrates occlusion myocardial infarction and requires the same urgency as a STEMI. But it is something you can easily miss, especially if you do not know to look for it, and therefore might lead to a delay in appropriate treatment, and therefore a poorer outcome for our patients. So we should be aware of what a de Winter T-wave is, and be thinking to look for them as part of our ECG read. So what are they? Well, I'd encourage you all to follow the link in the show notes to the Life in the Fast Lane page, which provides a concise and easy-to-follow breakdown of the de Winter T-waves. But essentially, you are looking for tall, prominent, symmetrical T-waves in the precordial leads, with an upsloping ST depression of around 1 mm at the J-point. You do not see classic ST elevation in the precordial leads, but you can see a 1 mm elevation in AVR. It should also be noted that de Winter T waves can precede ST elevation, so you should keep your patient monitored. So make sure you are familiar with the de Winter morphology and look for it when assessing chest pain. If you do see it, act as if you've got an ECG with STEMI and get that patient via our colleagues at St. John to the hospital for reperfusion therapy as soon as possible. And remember, do make sure you check out the link in the show notes to the Life in the Fast Lane page. Now we'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.